A reading from Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleansed away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said in Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors. And I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The third week of Advent is traditionally called Gaudete, which is Latin for rejoice. It's a command. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. And the Hebrew parallelism understands completely that you can't really have rejoicing without song. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. It even finds a place for those of us without great voices. Of course, being commanded to rejoice is roughly like telling a depressed person to shake it off. Like I haven't tried that. If it was within my power to do so, don't you think I would have done that? Rejoicing. Giving voice to joy has to come from outside of us. It has to be called forth out of us. One of my favorite Christmas hymns, See Amid the Winter Snow. It's Lutheran service book number 373, if you want to look it up later, captures exactly that calling forth. That's why I love it so much. The verses are rather pedestrian. They're suitably set to a tune aptly called Humility. See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below. See the gentle Lamb appears, promised from eternal years. But then, immediately, that simple call to see, to behold what has happened, brings out this gorgeous, wholehearted refrain. Hail, O ever-blessed morn. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. When we understand just what has come to us from outside of us, from outside of all creation, such rejoicing, such joy is the spontaneous reaction of the love. Seeing the lover. The way that we are taught to write today is to put our topic sentence first, and then you support it with three or four support sentences until you move on to your next point. Ancient writing, and still to this day in poetic writing, doesn't always follow that. The topic sentence, or its most important point, is often placed right in the middle of a passage. You build up to it, state it, and then reiterate the reasons on the way back down. You always go up to Jerusalem, and then you walk back down from Zion. We're all called up the mountain, and then bid to go back to the plain. The behold, the important point in our Zephaniah reading is, at that time, I will deal with all of your oppressors. This salvation that comes from outside of us, Yahweh himself will defeat our enemies. I will deal with all of your oppressors. At that appointed time, Yahweh will come and he will clear the field for us. We've been singing some different versions of Mary's song, the Magnificat, in this service on Wednesdays. Mary also captures one of those moments of rejoicing that is called out at this. Mary doesn't shy away from the conflict that those oppressors bring. Our version this evening will say, "Powers and dominions lay their glory by. Proud hearts and stubborn wills are put to flight." The one that we sang the first week, I think, catches it in a little more snappy poetry. "The proud he scatters, their rule he shatters. Sing the greatness of the Lord." Although all of them are just trying to set to music Mary's original words, "He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate." So it's worth pondering who and what Zephaniah thinks are the oppressors. From what does Yahweh free us? What does this child that we are given free us from? The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. The very first oppression removed is our sin. We naturally, because the law is written on our hearts, know that we have missed the mark. That somebody has a just judgment against us, a right judgment. But the Lord has taken away these judgments against you. But even if the Lord has had mercy, we still often fear. We know that we walk in danger all the way, Satan plotting to deceive us. Or when the fight is fierce and the warfare long, we know that courage can sometimes fail. The powers and dominions seem so large, and we so small. You shall never again fear evil. Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. But why would the Lord do such a thing for one such as me? There's no explaining love. The Lord has chosen you. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. You are his treasured possession. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach, even the reproach of our own hearts. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all of your oppressors. And Christ has dealt with sin and with Satan and with even our own flesh. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. At that time, when I gather you together, I will restore your fortunes before your eyes. Hail, O ever-blessed morn. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. And may that time come quickly when you gather all of your people and you make them renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When the rejoicing of this earthly Jerusalem is joined and becomes the rejoicing of the new Jerusalem. Amen.